Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ekev, Character in Action. If we look in the Sefer Devarim, the book of Deuteronomy, no less than eight times, the Torah says that we should walk in God's ways, v'halachta bidrachav, in one way or another, to walk in God's ways. In this Parshat of Ekev, there's the greatest concentration of this notion, where it says, to walk in his ways and to fear him. To go in his ways and to love him. To go in his ways and cling to him. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Daled, page 14 says, you should go after God. Can you walk after God? Isn't God an Esh Ochla? Isn't God a fiery fire? Ela lalech achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To walk after the ways of God. Mahu malbish ha'omim. Just as he clothes the naked as he did for Adam and Eve. Just as he is malbish ha'omim. Just as he is mvaker cholim, visiting the sick, as he did for Abraham after his circumcision, after the breeze. Just as Mahu Menachem Avilim, just like God comforts those who have a loss in their family, Af Atasotu, we should clothe the naked, we should visit the sick, we should comfort those who are mourners. This is what we need to do to go in God's ways. The problem is that if we look in the Rambam, it's a very unusual use of this concept of walking in God's ways. If we look in the laws of Avil, laws of mourning, he says something strange. He says, it's a positive mitzvah shel divrayim of the rabbis, it's a rabbinic mitzvah to visit the sick, to comfort the mourners, to take out the dead, to marry off the bride, lavod arochim, to escort the guests, etc., etc. And then he says, and even though it's a rabbinic mitzvah, it's included in ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, in loving your neighbor as yourself. Gemara in Sota said that visiting the sick and the like is included in the mitzvah of walking in God's ways from our parsha. But the Rambam says, no, it's really a rabbinic mitzvah, but it's included in loving your neighbor as yourself. In other words, whatever you want others to do to you, you should do for them. Why does the Rambam use to love your neighbor as yourself and instead of the mitzvah of walking in God's ways, which the Gemara in Sota says? Furthermore, what does the Rambam mean? It's a rabbinic mitzvah, but it's also included in loving your neighbor. I don't get it. If it's a rabbinic mitzvah, then it's not included in loving your neighbor. If it's included in loving your neighbor, then it's a Torah mitzvah. It's not a rabbinic mitzvah. So what's going on? When the Rambam discusses loving your neighbor, he does not mention anything about this. He says that it's a mitzvah to love your neighbor, and therefore you should tell good things about everyone, other people. You should have concern for their money. You shouldn't disgrace them. So if this is part of the definition of loving your neighbor, why doesn't he mention it in the laws of Deot, in the laws of different concepts and different character traits? So what is going on? I'd like to suggest that actually what we have here is a distinction between character in potential and character in action. The Gemara in Sota is saying that we have to have that character in potential. We should be the type of person who is one who visits the sick, who is the type like God who clothes the naked. It's a matter of walking in God's ways. It's a matter of having a certain way about you. When the Torah says, love your neighbor as yourself, if a person has this character and acts on it, if puts that character into action, then you fulfill the mitzvah of loving your neighbor as yourself. doing things for others as you might do for yourself. But that's the character in action. But the character in potential, the simple raw act of having a Torah personality, a kindness personality, that's the mitzvah of walking in God's ways. But the Torah is telling us it's two separate things. One is, v'ahavta l'reacha, you should do things for your neighbor, for your neighbor's property, to your neighbor, visit the sick, visit him when he's sick, clothe him when he's naked, visit him and comfort him when he has a loss, God forbid. That's character in action. What the Torah is saying is, ma hu rachum af atah rachum. Just as he is merciful, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, on 133b says that you should be similar to God. Ve'anveyu, you should be like God. Ma hu rachum af atah rachum. It's a matter of what you are. What are you? When it comes to God, and you know what he is, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. He is merciful. And you know what we need to be? In our essence, we need to be good and kind. Now, a person visits the sick, that's an expression of this personality, an expression of that kind of person that I am. And for that, you get a mitzvah. That's a positive mitzvah, a mitzvah in action of loving your neighbor as yourself. So why did the Rambam say that it was merely a fulfillment of love your neighbor, but it's not a rabbinic mitzvah, it's not a Torah mitzvah? Because nowhere in the Torah does the Torah say, if there's a sick person next door, you must visit him. If you visit him, you fulfill the mitzvah of loving your neighbor. But it's not a positive mitzvah to go out and do it. It's the rabbis who said, you have a sick person in your neighborhood, you have someone who's sitting shiva, God forbid, lo aleinu, go and visit them right now. It's a mitzvah over, it's a mitzvah you must do. That's the rabbinic aspect. But the fulfillment is a Torah mitzvah. And what type of personality do you become if you're not just someone who does bikur cholim, does visiting of the sick, does kindness, but you're not just one who does it, but you're the kind of person who does it. That is your definition as an individual, as a human being. Then you fulfill the mitzvah of have a domelo, be similar to God. You fulfill the mitzvah of walking in God's ways, that you have the way of God. Parsha this week emphasizes over and again, the book of Devarim emphasizes over and again, how important it is to walk in God's ways. As a matter of fact, one might argue that this is the essence of what the Torah is all about. It's the ways. Horeini Hashem Darkecha, when David wants to ask God a question, the question is, can you show me your ways? What's the way? What's the way we should be? The Gemara says, what does it mean, Parshas Yisro, where it says that you should show them the way they should go? It's the derech, that's gemilos chasadim. They should go, that's bikur cholim. Ba, this is kavura bearing. The way we should be, this is our greatest pursuit in life, is the notion of how we should be fundamentally. What our actual fundamental character is. Not what I do each day. That hopefully will be in good shape. But the question is, what type of person I am? And the Torah encourages us to develop and cultivate a Torah personality, a kindness personality, a godlike personality, which is the kind of person, when he knows that someone is sick, he knows that someone is mourning, knows that someone is needy, he's there. Because that's the kind of person we are. And we learn that from the Rachum himself, the Kel Rachum Hanun, the great merciful God. And we try indeed to walk in his ways. Thank you very much for joining us today here at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Look forward to speaking to you each week. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for making this presentation possible. Thank you.